سخنران امشب جلسه تهران AA که جلسه رسمی ثبت شده دفتر خدمات جهانی و زیر نظر ناحیه 15 الکلی های گمنام در تهران است، خانم شیرین با 34 سال هوشیاری از کشور امریکا میباشد و مترجم عزیزمونم آقا علی هستند. آقا علی سلام خدمت شما و جلسه در اختیار شما.
سلام میان جان، خیلی ممنون. به نام خداوند جان و خرد، علی هستم الکلی پیشاپیش. سال نو رو بهتون تبریک میگم. خیلی به سخنران برسیم میزیم که منتظر ما باشید. بوده شیرین، can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Alright, you got a beautiful name.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can you talk a bit louder please?
How about this?
Alright, give me 5 seconds, I'm gonna get my headset, I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. So, you know, and start and...
Alright, that's much better, huh? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. If you get closer to the speaker, it's going to be just to the mic.
Yeah, I'm as close as I can get. I'm right up to the screen.
All right, okay then.
So
the podium is yours. My name is Ali. I'm going to be your translator, and go ahead.
Okay, should I put the video on or no? I don't know if you want to.
Sure, go ahead. Yes, you can.
Okay, so good morning, sobacher, shabacher, man alcoholic hastam, farsi khub nemitunam harf bezanam, so I'm going to speak English.
You're doing fine.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here. And Ali, thank you for asking me to share. Do I just keep talking and then you tell me when to pause to translate, or how does this work?
All right, I'll give you a hint. Go ahead.
Okay.
We'll get the hang of it after a couple of minutes. اسم ایشون شیرین هست، الکلی هستن، خوشحالن که در این جلسه هستن و معلومم که یه مقدار فارسی بلدن، حالا معلوم میشه از کجا و عفه اول خدمتشون میرسیم. Go ahead.
Okay. So I am grateful to be here again. And from what I was told, I'm speaking on step 1 and 2, and then just my personal experience. You know, what I want to say is that I wouldn't be sitting here speaking to all of you if I wasn't powerless and that my life had become unmanageable and I realized I needed help. I kept trying to do it myself over and over and over again. I did not want to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. I did not want help from anybody when I realized I had a problem. I kept trying to do it myself until it just didn't work anymore. And I'm sorry.
Time out. ایشون میفهمه ایشون شیرین الکلی هستن، شاکر هستن به خاطر هوشیاریشون و از خداوند تشکر کردن و اگر امشب بهشون گفتند که در مورد قدم 1 و 2 بیان صحبت بکنن و خیلی از این مورد شاکر و سپاسگزار هستن. میفرمایند اگر قدم‌های AA نبود و اگر قدم 1 نبود که بی‌قدرتی و فاقد قدرت بودن ما رو در مقابل الکل و غیر قابل اداره بودن زندگیمون رو به ما نشون نمیداد یا به ایشون نشون نمیداد، ایشون الان اینجا ننشسته بودن. و به خاطر این برنامه بود که بعد از بارها شکست در مقابل الکل، بالاخره وارد برنامه الکلی های گمنام شدن. Go ahead.
Okay. So a little bit about my story. First of all, I'm very emotional this morning sitting here speaking to you as I am part Iranian. My name is Shireen, and I have lived in Iran twice. I've visited there 7 times, and so it brings back a lot of memories for me, a lot of good memories of my wonderful family that was in Iran at the time and spending time with my father, which was a long time ago. So very emotional and grateful to be here sharing my story and my recovery with you.
Perfect. ایشون میفرمایند خیلی احساساتی هستند و اسمشون همونطور که فرمودن شیرین هست. 2 دفعه در ایران زندگی کردند، 7 دفعه ایران رو ویزیت کردند و خیلی خیلی احساساتی هستند چون خاطرات بسیار زیادی رو به ذهنشون میاره و امروز میخوان در مورد مشارکتشون و زندگیشون با ما صحبت کنن. Go ahead.
Okay. So when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought that my only problem was alcohol, and I did a lot of other things too. I'm not sure if we're allowed to talk about the other things or just alcohol, but I'll be general. I did many other things besides alcohol. And when I started going through the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous with my sponsor, going through the steps, I realized that when they talk about the disease centers in my thinking, when I got to look at my history and my inventory, I saw that way before I ever took my first drink or drug, how my behavior was alcoholic.
All right. ایشون میگن که وقتی به AA اومدم فکر میکردم تنها چیزی که مشکل دارم الکل هست و البته چیزهای دیگری رو هم استفاده میکردم که حالا نمیخواد در موردش صحبت کنه چون این یه جلسه الکلی های گمنامه و متوجه شدم که مشکل اصلی من توی طریقه فکر کردن من هست و مشکل بزرگ من کله زیبای من هست و وقتی که قدم های 4 و 5 و ترازنامه خودم رو متوجه شدم بهشون، دیدم که مشکل من توی رفتارهای من هست و چیزهای دیگری به غیر از الکل هم درش بسیار دخیل بوده.
So I just remember as a child, and I heard this in Alcoholics Anonymous when I got here, hearing speakers speak how what was similar to me is that many people would share that even though they may have been raised, you know, we came from all different backgrounds. Some people were abused, didn't have family or parents, or if they did, it wasn't good. Other people had a loving, wonderful, positive family, but yet they never felt good enough inside. They always felt different. There was always something a little wrong. And I remember I related to that so clearly. That, you know, I had parents that said they loved me. I had a decent upbringing as a child. But something in me always felt different.
آره. میگم وقتی که من اومدم اینجا و توی AA اومدم، از آدم‌های دیگه که از قسمت‌های مختلف زندگی اومده بودن، من داستاناشون رو که شنیدم، فهمیدم که فرقی نمیکنه از کدوم قسمت از جامعه اومده بودن، ولی که تفاوت، احساس تفاوت داشتن در اکثر بچه ها به این صورت بود که احساس تفاوت میکردن با بقیه مردم و با وجودی که من از یک خانواده خیلی خوب اومده بودم و والدینم بسیار تا بسیار مراقبت از من کرده بودن، ولی من احساس تفاوت میکردم و به الکول پرام بردم. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, that being said, I remember when I was 5 years old, and it talks about that this is a progressive disease, and that the longer that we stay in it, the worse it gets. And I remember at 5 years old, and this is just an example of alcoholism, and how it worked in my life before I ever took a drink or a drug, that I remember my mom gave me some money to go into the store to get some candy because I love sugar. And I remember going into the store And there was this moment as a five-year-old child that instead of paying for the candy, I decided to steal it. It was my first time, and I remember stealing the candy, putting it in my pocket, walking out the front door and not getting caught, and how excited I was to get away with stealing the candy. Hence, I started stealing my entire life until I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, and as I got older, what I stole progressed. So from candy to toys to then drugs and clothes and whatever I could to get it. And that's just like one example of the mental twist that we do something crazy, you know, in order to feel okay.
I hear you. Okay. So, وقتی که من 5 سالم بود و هنوز اصلا مشروبی نخورده بودم و موادی نزده بودم، میخوام خدمتتون عارض باشم که این مرضی که ما داریم با گذشت زمان پروگرسیو و پیشرونده هست. و من وقتی 5 سالم بود مثلا رفتم، مادرم به من پول داد که برم از سوپرمارکت شکلات بخرم. منتها اتفاقی که افتاد، من رفتم و یه نمیدونم یه مقداری شکلات خریدم یا نخریدم، ولی یه مقداری بلند کردم دوزیدم گذاشتم تو جیبم و از سوپرمارکت که اومدم بیرون، این حالت هیجان و حالت عجیب غریبی که من داشتم خیلی خوشحالم کرد و این داستان برای بقیه زندگی من هم که ماجراجو باشم و خلاصه پولا رو بلند کنم ادامه داشت. حالا یواش یواش رسید به مواد مخدر، به الکل، به چیزهای دیگه، و این طرز فکر الکلی بود که بر من مستولی شده بود. اوکی.
So I'm going to jump around a little bit probably. I'll try not to. But so 5 years old, my parents divorced. And my father was Iranian, Russian. And my mother, Polish-Russian. My mom was born in Poland. My father was born in Iran. But they met here in the States because my mom was an actress, and my father came to the United States to become an actor. And they met here. They fell in, well, they did not fall in love. That's another story. But they met here. They got together. They got married. And when they divorced, my father took me to Iran with him. So I was with my father, went back to Iran, and lived there. And I remember just how difficult it was because I missed my mother. I missed the States. On the other hand, I was happy to be with my father. But I'm in Iran, Tehran, a new country, very different to live there than it was in the States. So there was a lot of confusion for me in where I belong, where I fit. But I was happy because my mother had no family. My father had a huge family in Iran, so I got to meet all my cousins and aunts and uncles, and that part of my life was very wonderful.
All right. میگن خلاصه 5 سالم بود که پدر و مادرم از همدیگه طلاق گرفته بودن. پدرم یک ایرانی روس بود و مادرم یک روس و لهستانی بود و اینا همدیگه رو دیده بودن، با همدیگه ازدواج کرده بودن و من به دنیا اومده بودم. ولی وقتی 5 سالم بود و بعد از اینکه طلاق گرفتن از همدیگه طلاق گرفتن، پدرم منو به ایران برد. خیلی خوب بود، توی خانواده بزرگ پدری زندگی میکردم که خیلی خوش میگذشت و دخترم و پسرم و اینا رو میتونستم ببینم و خیلی اشغال میکردم. منتها مادرم رو دلم براش تنگ میشد، دور بودم ازش و یه حالت عجیب غریبی در درون من به وجود میومد. اوکی.
So what I realized is I also was an only child, which I didn't say, so that's why I was also so happy to meet my cousins. I'd always wished that my father or mother would have either married each other again or married someone else, but they never did. They never remarried, and therefore I've stayed an only child, never having siblings or family. So there was a part of my life that was very lonely because of that, because I would go kind of back and forth from Tehran to the States, and my mom would move a lot. So every time that I just got used to meeting some friends or getting comfortable in school, it was time to move again. And what I can say is I remember when I was in Tehran living there, I just remember looking back that I was very Shaytuni. And I saw that Shaytuni was in me from the very beginning, which for me was part of my alcoholism, that if you weren't supposed to do it, I wanted to do it. You know, I wanted to do everything that you kind of shouldn't do. I would push the envelope. I remember just being on top of my aunt's building in Tehran on the top of the roof, and we had balloons, water balloons, and I loved throwing the water balloons off the building and them splashing on the sidewalk and scaring people. And I just remember doing probably things a lot of kids do, but also just doing things that basically you shouldn't be doing. So just having that behavior again before I ever first took my drink or drugs. And so I was able to be aware of going through the steps of looking at my patterns and looking at my behavior and looking at my feelings of how I felt, and that dis-ease of needing to always do things to stimulate my personality or to feel okay.
Thanks for giving me a chance. کپیش. شبت که به حضورتون میگن که خلاصه من توی ایران که زندگی میکردم خیلی چیزا گفتم. این حالتی شیطونی داشتم. دقیقا لغت شیطونی رو استفاده کرد. که بچه شیطون بودم. اذیت میکردم. ولی کن داستان به این صورت بود که هی میمدم آمریکا برمیگشتم ایران. و هنوز یه مدت توی یه جا نمونده وقتش بود که ما سفر کنیم و از اون کشور بریم یه جای دیگه. اونجا که می رفتیم یه مدت می بودیم برمیگشتیم ایران و به قول معروف نتونستم ریشه بدونم توی با دوستای عجب غریبی داشته باشم و همیشه آرزو میکردم که پدر و مادرم با همدیگه از دوباره ازدواج بکنن یا اینکه با همدیگه از دوباره ازدواج بکنن، ولی این اتفاق نیفتاد و من به عنوان تنها فرزند و تک بچه تنها بزرگ شدم و این خیلی منو بعدها اذیت میکرد. منتها در همون موقع و در کنار این قضیه چون بچه شیطونی بودم کارهای عجیب غریب میکردم. مثلا میرفتیم رو پشت بون تو بادکنک آب میکردیم، پرتاب میکردیم رو کله مردم و میخندیدیم و این شیطونی های دیگه عجیب غریبی بود که بچه های دیگه کمتر میکردن، ولی من از بچگی این حالت هیجانی رو داشتم و بعدها وقتی که رسیدم به قدم های 4 و 5 و اینجور چیزا رفتارهای خودم، طرز تفکر خودم و طرز احساس کردنم بود که موجب شده بود که من اون بیماری رو در درون خودم شرح و بسط بدم. Yes, ma'am, I did it.
Okay, I'll try to not talk as long.
No, you did fine. You did fine. Thank you so much.
So that's giving a little history of how I started learning my behavior and how I felt before I ever took a drug or a drink. And I realized that the reason why I started drinking and doing drugs, you know, was to make me feel okay. And for a long time, alcohol did work for me. It was fun when I was younger, you know, partied with my friends, had fun with people, and I had no responsibility because my parents took care of me, you know. So I didn't have to really pay the consequence yet of what alcohol and drugs would do to me in the bigger picture of life.
All right. برای همینش من با اون احساس تفاوتی که میکردم وقتی که مشروب و مواد مخدر زدم، اون احساس راحتی و سرخوشی که اومد سراغم دیگه من احساس تفاوت نمیکردم، راحت شدم، مشکلاتم خیلی کوچولو شد و مجبور هم نبودم تاوان بدم و داستان به این صورت پیشرفت که پدر مادرم از من مراقبت میکردن، بعدم داشت شروع کردم به مشروب خوردن و مواد زدن. اوکی؟
اوکی. So, long story short, I started drinking at the age of 12. And by 13, I quickly was doing all kinds of pills, taught by 14 and a half, by 15, I was doing heroin. I did everything. And I hung out with people that felt like I did. My mom is very educated. My father educated. Both have their master's degree. My mom almost had gotten her PhD. But for me, all I cared about was fitting in with the underdog, the people that just didn't feel right. I didn't care about school. I would ditch school all the time. I ultimately dropped out of high school. And I just went on a path of basically, you know, destruction, which I wasn't aware of at the time, but that's all I cared about, was being accepted and being accepted by people who felt like I did. And that's the key word, who felt like I did. I didn't want to be with the cheerleaders or the football players or the people that, I guess, were healthy, you know, because there was a part of me that felt so unhealthy, and I gravitated towards those type of people that felt like me.
Okay. خلاصه داستان من به این صورت شد که 12-13 ساله که بودم شروع کردم به قرص خوردن، علف خورد. 12 سالگی شروع کردم به مشروب، 13 سالگی قرص می‌خوردم، علف می‌زدم. 14-15 سالگی رفتم سراغ هروئین و داستان ادامه پیدا کرد. با وجودی که پدر و مادرم تحصیلات بسیار خوبی داشتند و بالای فوق لیسانس بودن و بسیار باسواد بودن، منتها من دوست داشتم با این بازنده ها و به زبون خودمون به درد نخورا را بیافتم. از مدرسه و دبیرستان انداختنم بیرون و اون سرازیری نابودی من اونجا شروع شد. ولی من دنبال این بودم که تاییدم بکنن با حتی تو اون گروه بازنده ها و آدمایی که مثل خودم بودن. و داستان به این صورت بود که با افراد موفق و برنده جامعه نمیتونستم و نمیخواستم همراه بشم. اوکی؟
اوکی. So what happened for me is I want to get into recovery, but I also just wanted to share the picture, the story of what life was like, and pretty much without drugs or alcohol. And I think it's really important for people, if they're really an alcoholic, to understand that, you know, that alcoholism is much deeper than just the drink or the drug. It's how we felt. It's our behavior. It's all of that. And I got to see that. And what happened for me is I've been married twice, once in my disease and in my addiction, and once being sober. And very different relationships and very different outcomes with the two. I have a daughter today who's 38 years old from my first marriage.
How old is she?
She's 38.
She is 38. You look so young. All right.
I am 62.
All right. You look great.
Thank you. So I attest that to, honestly, sobriety. Sobriety has changed my life. I think I look better today than I did when I got here. So when I got here, I was 30 years old. So I'm 62. I'm 31 years sober, almost 32 years sober. It's been nothing short of a miracle in my life. I just want to say that I owe my life to Alcoholics Anonymous. And what happened for me when I got here, you know, I'll just say, again, I wouldn't be sitting here on a Friday morning for me. It's my day off, actually. My job gave us a day off, and I would have loved to have slept in, to be honest, or go play outside. But I could not say no to Ali. I could not say no to an AA request, because it has absolutely changed my life. And it doesn't matter where I'm at, what I'm doing, that I can never forget what Alcoholics Anonymous has done for me. And there's definitely a saying that you hear around here, and it's true for me, that if I would have known then what I know now, I would have even gotten here sooner than 30 years old, because I knew I was an alcoholic probably when I was 17 years old. But I was 17, you know? I wasn't going to surrender to AA. I wanted to still party and do my stuff, and it took me almost dying, the night before I got here, I got brutally, brutally beaten, just in a bad situation. And I thought I was going to die that night. And I just remember saying to God that if you get me through this night, if I wake up and I'm alive, then I promise I'll change my life. I had heard about AA before, and I thought it was great for you, but I didn't want it. And that night I knew that if I made it through that night, I would get sober and stay sober, and I have ever since.
Perfect. I'm going to start from the end. no problem. I'll do it. I'm gonna make it. میگن که من از آخرش میگم چون اولاش یه مقداری هند چی بهش میگم فوت نوت نوشتم. میگن که این اواخر من داشتم میمردم. درست شب قبل از اینکه وارد برنامه بشم به کشتن داشتم خودمو میدادم و من باید میرسیدم به طریقت به آخر به کف میخوردم به اصطلاح خودشون تا وارد AA میشم و یه چیزی هستش که توی AA میگن اگر این چیزها رو اون موقع میدونستم که خب زودتر وارد AA میشدم، ولی خب نمیدونستیم، برای همین فکر میکردم AA برای دیگرانه، برنامه برای دیگرانه، من مشکلی نداشتم، دیگران مشکل داشتن، دیگران الکلی بودن، من نبودم. ولی کن در مورد بهبودی و ریکاوری اگه بخوایم صحبت بکنیم اینه که الکلیسم خیلی عمیق‌تر از الکله، الکلیسم خیلی عمیق‌تر از مواد مخدره، الکلیسم اون طرز فکر، اون طرز تلقی، اون نگرشی که ما به زندگی داریم و عجیب غریبه. من دو دفعه ازدواج کردم، یک دفعه وقتی که مواد میزدم و نشه بودم و عرق میخوردم، یک دفعه هم توی هوشیاری. یک دختر 38 ساله دارم از ازدواج اولم و خودم الان 62 سالمه، 31-2 ساله که هوشیار هستم. این معجزه زندگی بنده بوده و بدون AA و بدون برنامه الکلی های گمنام این اتفاق به هیچ وجه نمی افتاده و الان میتونم به جرات به شما بگم که حال و وضع و حتی از نظر فیزیکی خیلی بهتر از 31-2 سال پیشیه که وارد برنامه شدم. I did it.
Okay, thank you. you know, that's just a little like, so I got here and I can just say, I mean, there's all the horror stories, you know, there's all the bad stuff that if I'm sure any of you are here, we all did, you know, things happened to us. We did things. So again, just wouldn't be here, wouldn't have stayed 31 years if this program didn't work for me. You know, it's worked. But I also will say that it's worked because I did my part. And there's a lot of people who I've known in 31 years who a lot of them have not stayed or have never even gotten here because they're not willing to do the work. And the work is so simple. You get a sponsor, you go to a meeting, you do some steps, and you get to save your life and save other people's lives. And yet we would do anything to get our drink or our drug. We will go to much harder extremes to get the drink or the drug when we were out there, yet just to do some steps and help some people so many people don't want to do. And it's just amazing that this free gift, people have spent thousands of dollars trying to heal themselves in other ways and other programs and going to doctors, and yet AA is free. We put a couple dollars in the basket, you know, and this gift that we have, it's a gift that I want to treasure and protect.
پرفکت. میفرمایند که توجهتون رو جلب میکنیم، ما الکلی ها آدم های هستیم که برای به دست آوردن یه مواد و یه الکل 100 تا ملق میزدیم، کارهای عجیب غریب میکردیم، 1001 دونه برنامه های عجیب غریبی که همه تون میدونید چیه اجرا میکردیم تا یه خورده مواد رو یا یه خورده الکل گیرمون بیاد. حالا وارد یه برنامه میشیم که یک هدیه است. این هدیه رو به ما داده خوشتا کریم خداوند یا برنامه الکلی های گمنام، یه هدیه است. ما تو این خودشون میگه، میگه من توی 31 سالی که تو این برنامه بودم دیدم الکلی ها و معتادانی که میان همون طرز رفتار قدیم رو ادامه میدن و ناپدید میشن، غیبشون میزنه، دیگه نمیبینیمشون، برای که نمیخوان یک برنامه بسیار ساده رو انجام بدن. برنامه ما بسیار ساده است، برو جلسه یه راهنما بگیر، قدماتو کار کن، قدما رو ببر تو زندگیت و انجامش بده. به جای اینها میریم کارهای عجیب غریب قبلی رو انجام میدیم و شکست میخوریم و کارها چیز میکنه. اگر ما یک کمی از اون سعی و کوششی رو که در به دست آوردن مواد یا الکل استفاده میکردیم، یه کمی از اون سعی و کوشش رو این دفعه هم انجام بدیم، خیلی راحت این برنامه شروع میکنه به کار کردن و حالمون بهتر میشه. اوکی.
Okay, so when I got here, I was just willing to do what I was asked to do, whether I liked it or not. And I had gotten a sponsor, and she said, are you willing to just meet with me every week and go through the steps? And I was, because I was desperate. And I remember not liking it, and I remember being tired after working, and I remember, you know, many days at times just not wanting to do it. She goes, you know, Shireen, you don't have to like it, and you don't have to want to do it. You just need to be willing to do it. You just need to do it, whether you like it or not, whether you believe in it or not. Just do it.
و وقتی که وارد برنامه شدم توجهتون بسیار تا بسیار به این قضیه جلب می‌کنم. یک راهنما گرفتم، به من گفتش که می‌خوای این برنامه رو انجام بدی؟ گفتم بله. گفت لازم نیست دوستش داشته باشی، لازم نیست منو دوست داشته باشی، لازم نیست احساس خوبی داشته باشی، فقط انجام بده، بهش فکر نکن، سخت برات، یه چیزی در درونت نمیخواد اینو انجام بده، بهش فکر نکن. اگر میخوای انجام، اگر میخوای زنده بمونی، برنامه رو یا این قدمه ها رو چکار کن، انجام بده. همون چیزی که میگه ما در مقابل بعضی از این قدمه ها تفره رفتیم و دنبال یه راه آسان تری میگشتیم، این در حقیقت همون حالت رو داره توضیح میده. اوکی.
Okay, so let me just say that I was a high school dropout, as I told you guys. I end up, when I got sober, I also didn't say that I went to rehab. And so they had a rehab, they call rehabs out here in the States, and I did reluctantly, you know, 5 months, because I really, really needed the help. And I kicked and I screamed and I didn't want to do it, and I fought every day saying, I'm only going to stay 1 week and that's it, I'm leaving Friday. But every day that I was willing, when Friday came, I was willing to do one more week, one more week, one more week, you know. And what I've learned is the power of Alcoholics Anonymous is when we do the work and we say, we start changing. We start changing and shifting. And as I started doing these steps that my sponsor asked me to do, you know, I started changing inside. And I think I shared with you that I love to steal. Well, I would love to tell you that the minute I got sober, I stopped stealing. No. I had years and years and years of old behavior, and it took time for me to change. But as I started doing the work, I started getting a conscience. I started caring about what I did. I started caring about who I spoke with and having integrity for myself. And I remember one day I had about a year and a half sober, and I went I stole this jewelry. And I remember I got away with it. I remember driving down the street in my car, and I was so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable because I knew it wasn't right. And I was scared to death to take it back because I thought, oh, my God, I can't tell them I stole it. What if I get arrested? But I knew I had to take it back, and I did. I didn't tell them I stole it. I told them I forgot to take it off when I was trying it on. But you know what? I gave the bracelet back. And I remember when I left, I felt so good and so proud of myself. And what I can say to you guys is now today, I do not steal. I still have the thought, but I don't do it. I still have thoughts of drinking sometimes. But I don't do it because the power of the steps have shown me my truth. They've not only shown me who I am, the truth of who I am, but it also shows me where I will go back to if I do those things.
Perfect. خاطر یعنی خاطرشون باشه من از دبیرستان بیرون کردن و هیچ احساس خوشی نداشتم وقتی که میخواستم
Can't hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Now I can, but we couldn't.
All right, sorry about that. Somebody got online. من توی یه مرکز بازپروری بودم برای 5 ماه.
به خاطر اینکه
توی این مرکز بازپروری نمیتونستم برای 5 ماه بودم.
هر هفته منتظر
این بودم که چیکار کنم، بیام بیرون و
منتظر جمعه بودم
که من از اونجا بیام بیرون و از شاید و داستان به این صورت بود که و اومدم و شروع کردم به قدم ها رو کار کردن و یواش یواش که قدم ها رو بر خلاف میل و اراده خودم انجام دادم، حالم یواش یواش از درون بهتر شد و یواش یواش اون احساس شرافت، سربلندی و رضایت خاطر اومد سراغ من و به این صورت بود. اگه که خاطر تو باشه گفتم من چیز بلند میکردم، دوز بودم، دوزی میکردم، کارهای کوچولو، دوزیه کوچولو میکردم. منتها از وقتی که شروع کردم به هوشیار شدن دیگه دوزی نمیکردم، فکرشو میکردم ولی انجامش نمیدادم. بعد حدود 1 سال نیم بود که تو برنامه بودم، 2 سال بود که تو برنامه بودم و یه چیزی رو حواسم نبود، دستم کج، دستم سولید، اومدم دو تا خیابون اون برتر دیدم این وجدان درد گرفتم، برگشتم این چیزی رو که بلند کرده بودم پس دادم. فکر میکردم الان منو میگیرن میندازن زندان این چیزا، ولی این اتفاق نیفتاد. ولی حالم انقدر خوب شد که غیر قابل توصیفه. نه اینکه الان دزدی نمی کنم، فکرش میاد سراغ من که دزدی کنم ولی انجامش نمیدم. فکرش میاد که من مشروب بخورم، وسوسه میشم که مشروب بخورم ولی نمیخورم. فکرش میکنم که کارهای خلاف بکنم ولی رفتارم رو درست میکنم. به فکرم و به ذهنم گوش نمیدم. Okay.
So, I'm going to talk about today. So, I just wanted to give you a bit of a picture of what my life was like when I got here. I was willing to do what was said to me, whether I believed it or not, you know, whether I wanted to or not. I did it because I knew my way didn't work. And I just remember when I got here that even though I was scared to death, and my daughter was 6 years old at the time when I got here, that I knew that there was no other way because I tried every other way before getting here. And when I got here, just because I did what I was asked to do, because I started hearing speakers like me, speakers like you, stories, I started having hope. I started having hope and doing things differently in my life. I remember hearing my sponsor say to me, I thought that, well, if I get the stuff and I get the things and I would see people that had things, and it's not to say that that's not good, but how many people, probably many of you, have money, have things, but were empty inside and dying? And I remember she said to me, Shireen, if you want self-esteem, do esteemable things. If you want esteem, do esteemable things.
Say the last sentence one more time.
If you want self-esteem, you need to do esteemable things.
All right. Okay. من وقتی وارد برنامه بودم بسیار تا بسیار ترسیده بودم. هیچ ترسیده شدید بودم. منتها وقتی شماها و بچه‌های قدیمی‌تر رو دیدم امیدوار شدم. دخترم 6 سالش بود. زندگیم ریخته بود به همدیگه. و مجبور بودم یه سری کارا رو انجام بدم و این برنامه قدم ها بود که باید انجام میدادم و قدم ها راه حل جدیدی بود که من تو زندگیم پیدا کردم. راهنما به من گفت ببین فرق نمی کنه تو پول داشته باشی یا پول نداشته باشی، مسئله اینه که از درون احساس عزت نفس بکنی، از درون احساس رضایت بکنی، از درون رشد بکنی. اگر میخوای عزیز بشی برای خودت، اگر میخوای خودت رو دوست داشته باشی، اگر میخوای عزت نفس داشته باشی، یه کاری بکن، یه خدمتی بکن که حالتو بهتر کنه. و اون بسیار تا بسیار به من کمک کرد کار درست انجام بده. اوکی.
So after doing the steps and going through the first round of 12 steps with my sponsor, I was ready to sponsor and be a sponsor myself. And I started sponsoring women and I started speaking and I was being of service and doing the things again that we're asked to do around here. And let me just say that because I've done those things, and I absolutely believe that my life today is because of that. And so I shared with you again that I was a high school dropout. I started hearing other people share that they were high school dropouts, but they went back to school. You know, they had the courage or they had the willingness to go back to school and do things differently. So when I got sober, I went to school when I was 7 years sober. And I went to UCLA and I got my credentials and I got licensed to work in addiction, actually. And I'm an addiction specialist. And I'll just tell you that it was such a struggle being a mother, of course, when I was in my addiction. And it was a struggle being a mother when I first got sober because I was just trying to figure out myself. But from being a struggling as a mother, struggling as a woman, struggling as a human being, struggling with, you know, am I worthy? Do I have self-worth? Can I really feel proud of myself? Again, I heard so many people share my feelings and my story with their own children or their own family or their own career. That gave me hope. And I'll tell you where I'm at today after I translate that.
Okay, perfect. یه دفعه اولی که من 12 قدم رو کار کردم و بعد از اون راهنما من گفتش که برو رهجو بگیر، برو خدمت کن، برو خدمت کن و برو خدمت کن. و به خاطر خدماتی که من یواش یواش برای رهجوهام انجام دادن، اون احساس خوب در درونم شروع به رشد کردن کرد و من خدمتون گفتم از دبیرستان هم رفتم بیرون و من این شجاعت رو پیدا کردم که وقتی که 7 سال هوشیار بودم از بار رفتم دیپلمم گرفتم و رفتم به دانشگاه UCLA، دانشگاه کالیفرنیا در لس آنجلس هست که یکی از بهترین دانشگاه‌های دنیا هستش و آمریکا، و اونجا مدرکم رو گرفتم و شدم مشاور اعتیاد و یواش یواش وارد مسائل دیگه زندگی شدم. من وقتی هوشیار شدم به عنوان یک زن باید با مشکلات روبرو می شدم، به عنوان یک مادر باید با مشکلاتم روبرو می شدم، حلشون می کردم، به عنوان یک الکلی تازه هوشیار شده باید زندگی کردن جدید رو پیدا می کردم. و یواش یواش که این کارها رو کردم، خدمات رو انجام دادم، به دیگران رسیدم، از درون احساس بهتری پیدا کردم و به خاطر اینکه تو زندگی دیگران مثمر ثمر بودم و احساس به درد بخوری پیدا کردم، از اون حالت به درد نخوری و یوزلسی اومدم بیرون و خیلی خیلی خوب بود برای من که تا الان در خدمت شما هستم. اوکی.
اوکی. So I also want to say I think this is so important. You know, being an alcoholic, at least for me and the many people that I've now had experience to work with, we're very impatient people. We want everything.
We are very?
Huh?
We are very what?
Impatient. We have no patience.
Okay.
We want everything.
Right.
We don't know how to be patient. We don't know how to wait and trust. You know, we want instant gratification. And I had to learn, and I need to say that everything good in my life, I did not get when I wanted it to. It happened when it was supposed to happen. And I had to learn to trust, and I had to learn that we have to keep sometimes doing the work. We have to keep being good. We have to keep trying, you know, and then it happens. And we can't give up when we think that our life isn't going to change or we're not going to get what we want, because part of growing up, and I needed to grow up here, part of growing up is learning that we have to keep doing things even when we don't want to, and that the gifts do come. They just don't always come when we think they should.
All right. یه چیزی که میخوام خدمتتون بگم اینه که ما ها آدمایی هستیم که صبور نیستیم. ما آدمایی هستیم که صبر کردن بلد نیستیم. ما زود میخوایم بزنیم حالمون خوب شه، اتفاقای قشنگ بیفته. و این اتفاق نمیفته. ما توی برنامه یواش یواش یاد میگیریم که صبورانه زندگی کنیم. ما یاد میگیریم که اعتماد کنیم. ما یاد میگیریم که از شکست ها حراسی نداشته باشیم. هر وقت که زمین خوردیم از دوباره بلند شیم. ما یاد میگیریم که اتفاقات و این دنیا اونطوری که ما میخواییم اتفاق نمیفته و هیچ وقت اتفاق نمیفته، همیشه یه چیز دیگه اتفاق میفته. منتها اینها مشکلاتیه که تو زندگی همه هستش و ما تو این برنامه یواش یواش یاد میگیریم که چطور با مشکلات کنار بیاییم و از پس مشکلات با کمک عیسی کریم خداوند بر بیاییم. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So where my life is today, because of everything that we are told to do, I would just fast forward and say, from being a girl, a woman who didn't feel she was enough, who didn't believe in herself, who was scared most of her life just to have a voice, speak for myself, I can honestly say that I love myself today. You know, that I'm worthy, that I'm enough. That doesn't mean I don't have struggles. That doesn't mean that I'm still always working on things. But today I know that through Alcoholics Anonymous and sponsoring people and being of service, that, you know, I have a purpose. And because I went to school and because I had the courage to go to school and the courage to do things that I learned from you here, I now have a job beyond my wildest dreams, my dream of dream of dreams. Never thought this alcoholic, doing heroin, all this stuff would have the position I have today. I work for the Grammys, the music show that you see every year. I work with them. I've been with them for 17 years. I started at the bottom. I am now in upper management. I've been promoted 4 times. I get to travel the world, not right now with COVID, but before that. And I get to help. And my gift is not only do I get to work in this amazing, fun industry that is also very hard and a lot of work, but my particular job is helping all the musicians and music people get sober and help them. And it is just a dream come true, and it's because I'm sober, and it's because I've done the work, and I get to give back.
Perfect. میخوام بهتون بگم که امروزه در کجا هستم. اون دختر، زن، انسان به درد نخور، ترسویی که یک زمانی اومد تو این برنامه دیگه وجود نداره. من امروزه خودم رو دوست دارم، عاشق خودم هستم، هدف دارم، امید دارم، شجاعت تغییر رو دارم و توی رویاها هم، تو رویاهایی که اون موقع داشتم من فکر نمی کردم که یک روز زندگی برای من این چنین شیرین باشه و به خاطر الکلی های گمنام و خدماتی که انجام میدم به اینجا برسم. ولی که امروزه توی این تشکیلاتی فکر میکنم یه حالتی مثل Is Grammy the same as Oscar?
No, Oscar is film, Grammy is music.
Okay. توی برنامه گرامی که برای آهنگ‌هایی هستش که هر ساله انتخاب میشن، تو اونجا کار میکنم. اسکار مال فیلم‌هاست، گرامی یا حالتی مال موسیقی و خواننده‌ها و ایناست. با آدمای خیلی معروفی دارم بالا پای میرم. چند بار توی این برنامه‌ای که کار میکنم ترفیع و رتبه مقام گرفتم، کارهای بسیار زیادی میکنم، از درون رشد کردم و احساس بسیار تا بسیار خوبی نسبت به خودم، به دنیا و به اطرافیانم دارم و تمام اینها به خاطر برنامه الکلی‌های گمنامه که یک روزی خواب میرفتم خواب نمیدیدم این اتفاقات برای من بیفته. اوکی.
So, just just with that, I can just say that what Alcoholics Anonymous has done for me is not only help educate me to know who I am, to know that I can do anything if I want. I'm an amazing mother today. I take care of my mom. She lives with me in my house. You know, I don't just give her some money. I literally take care of her, everything, every day. She's 87 years old. And I've learned how to be a responsible person and love people and be of service to them, you know, regardless of the situation. I have an amazing life that on the outside looks wonderful, and I'm also human and have all the challenges and problems that many people have. But going to meetings and, again, doing everything that we're supposed to do helps me do all that. You know, I talked about that I didn't have brothers or sisters or family. Well, I have a family in Alcoholics Anonymous. I have people who literally have raised me here, spent holidays with them. I'm never alone if I don't want to be, and neither do you have to be, you know. And life is what I make it. You know, we talked about step two, and I'll just say quickly, step two for me, when the pandemic hit, COVID-19, oh, my God, I mean, I don't know about you guys and what it's been like there, but for here, especially in Los Angeles, it's been the worst. And it was horrifying and scary, and there were many, many days that it just seemed unreal. And I can only tell you that I'm so grateful for these Zoom meetings or these type of meetings. I'm so grateful that in the fear of how life changed, that because I had a power greater than myself, you know, that could restore me to sanity during this insane year of what is life going to be like, that I have gone to more meetings. I get to be with you. I get to see people, meet people, and be with people that I never could have done before the pandemic. And so even though I've lost a lot of people, there's been people who have died, people lost jobs. It's been horrible for so many people. There's also the silver linings of how I've been more of service and even connected more in my recovery because I've been able to do that because of the avenues that we were forced to figure out to survive.
All right. آرزم به خدمتتون که من امروزه مادر خوبی هستم، خانه‌دار خوبی هستم، احساس مسئولیت شدید میکنم و مسئولیت‌هامو به بهترین وجهی که هستش انجام میدم. خدمت میکنم، زندگی بسیار خوبی دارم، راضی هستم از زندگی، با مشکلات کنار میام، مشکلات از بین نمیرم، ولی طرز ترقی من و طرز رفتار من نسبت به مشکلات عوض شده. رهجو دارم، به رهجوهام کمک میکنم، در جلسات شرکت میکنم. امروز یه فامیل و یک خانواده بسیار بسیار بزرگتر در الکلی های گمنام دارم و همونطور که همه دنیا هست دارن، ما یا توی لس آنجلس کرونا داریم که توی ارائه توی لس آنجلس بسیار ترسناک بوده. شاکرم که نیروی برتر همیشه به من کمک کرده که تونستم پهلوی شما باشم، تونستم خدمت بکنم، تونستم حتی توی این پندمیک یا توی همین دوران کرونایی با ترسام کنار بیام، با مشکلاتم کنار بیام، با مسائل کنار بیام. با وجود این که در لس آنجلس آدم‌های زیادی از دست رفتن و خیلی بد بوده، ولی من برنامه بهبودیم رو دنبال کردم. فرقی نمی‌کنه که اوضاع از چه قراره، من برنامه بهبودیم رو باید دنبال کنم تا حالم میزون باشه و افکارم سر جاش بیاد. و اینه نویدی که قدم دو داره میده که افکارم رو تنظیم کنم. Alright.
So I guess I will wind down right now because I think my time is pretty much up, right, Ali? So I'm just going to kind of end it with that step one for me, you know, because I've gone through the steps, I'm very clear that I'm an alcoholic. I'm so grateful that I've never questioned that because I got really clear direction and work with my sponsor. But what step one has done for me is I use the steps in all my affairs, and that's what they tell us to do. And have I been piled into other situations in my life since I've been sober? Absolutely. Have there been other things I've struggled with? Yes. Has it made me insane? Yes. And using being in that step one in other areas of my life and then practicing believing in this power greater than myself in step two to help me with all the insanity that can happen in regular life. You know, we have a blueprint for living here. We have direction. We have a gift to guide us through everything that we face in life. And I'll just end with this, that I heard this and it was so true. When I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, I thought that just drinking and drugs were my problem. And I heard this. They said, if you think that AA is just about not using and drinking, you are shortchanging yourself and you're shortchanging Alcoholics Anonymous. It's so much more. You get a life beyond your wildest dreams if you stay. If you stay and you hang in there and you do the work and you give back the gift. You give back the gift.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you so much. برای که داستان خودم رو جمع بکنم و یک قدم یک و دو داشته باشم، اینه که وقتی من اومدم اینجا متوجه شدم که من یک الکلی واقعی هستم. سر این قضیه دست و پا ندادم، پذیرفتم که یک الکلی هستم. از اعماق وجودم این قضیه رو پذیرفتم، متوجه شدم که چقدر بی‌قدرت هستم، متوجه شدم که در مقابل انسان‌ها یا مسائل دیگر چگونه باید رفتار بکنم با بی‌قدرتی، با از شبت به حضورش و فروتنی و تواضع. و قدم دو به من نشون داد که چقدر افکار من عجیب غریبه و نیروی برتر از من میتونه به من نشون بده نقشه راه و دیرکشن و هدف و جهت بده به زندگی من. این قدم دو و اون نیروی بصری که ما در موردش صحبت میکنیم زندگی ما رو و افکار ما رو تغییر میده و یواش یواش به جایی میرسونه من و شما رو که توی خواب هم نمیدیدیم که چه زندگی برای ما ممکنه رقم بخوره. و این اون قولیه که الکلی های گمنام به شما میده. خاطر جمع باشید که اگر اومدید اینجا فقط مواد نزنید و عرق نخورید، در حقیقت دارید خیلی ارزون میفروشید خودتونو، هم خودتونو ارزون میفروشید، هم برنامه رو ارزون میفروشید، هم زندگیتون رو ارزون میفروشید. بیایید قدم ها رو انجام بدید و یک زندگی بسیار تا بسیار عالی در آینده برای شما رقم خواهد خورد که عشق هم به چشمان این خانم آورد. اوکی، thank you so much. I really appreciate that cheering.
Merci. I'm happy to do it. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right. My wife's name is Shirin also.
Oh.
All right. Thank you so much, sweetie. Are we done?
We're done.
All right. Nihar khanum, در خدمت شما هستیم.
بله، ممنونم از شما، سپاسگزارم از شیرین و شما آقای علی. بسیار عالی بود، استفاده کردیم از تجربه بی نظیر ایشون. شیرین جان ازت ممنونم، سپاسگزارم. حالا این فارسی رو مترجم میشه، من که انگلیسی بلدم.
آره میفهم.
بله، شب شما بخیر. شب بخیر.